Joining us right now, two people from the Internal Revenue Service, Christopher Miller and Dan Holmes. And they handle some unusual tasks like property liquidation and gathering funds in unusual ways to help people pay off their debts, correct?
That is correct.
You have a rather different auction coming up, which involves sports memorabilia. Tell us a little bit first, how does the IRS end up with property, including sports memorabilia?
When an individual or company doesn't pay their tax liability, we have revenue officers that their job is to go see if they can resolve the account. Normally, last but not least, it leads to seizure of assets, which could be any property owned by the taxpayer to satisfy the debt.
In this case, you have several sporting items. Did the taxpayer release these, or were they seized?
No, these were actually seized from the taxpayer. The revenue officer who would have had the account, this would have been, like I said, the end result, located these assets owned by the taxpayer. So it is my job as a property appraisal and liquidation specialist to try to sell these for top dollar, although everyone doesn't exactly come to our sale to pay top dollar, but we try to get as much money as we can to satisfy the taxpayer's debt.
Now, from what I understand, there are liens and amounts owed, and there's a big difference. So let's explain that to people as well. Let's say this or other taxpayers have a $3,000 tax lien. What happens if the property that you auction off sells for $5,000?
If that's what happens, and of course those numbers are variables, but if the taxpayer only owes $3,000 and we sell it for more than $5,000, then the taxpayer is entitled to file for a refund of the difference.
Could they also apply that toward future taxes?
No, in this case, when the revenue officers do a seizure, what they're doing is they're only going to collect assessed amounts. We cannot apply it to a future unless the taxpayer, I mean, if this was a situation where there was $5,000 collected, the taxpayer can request a refund or they can request to be applied to their future taxes.
Some interesting items coming up in this one. First of all, what area of the state did they come from?
It came from the Delavan area, and what we're doing is we're selling them in Pewaukee. We try to sell it locally, but we also need room to sell it, so it would be kind of difficult to hold it at an IRS office. So fortunately, we were able to hold it at the hotel there, and we'll be there on Halloween to let people come in and pre-register and to let them see the items. And the next day, we'll hold another open house from 8 until 10 o'clock when we will sell the property.
Now, in case any collectors are listening, wondering whose stuff this is, you're really not at liberty to say which taxpayer had to forfeit these items, are you?
No, there was a notice of sale. It was in the paper. It does belong to Christopher York. That is public information. That's on our sale. And we had a legal ad in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. And I've also put that in several papers in the Chicago area. And also I put it in a paper in the Green Bay area.
What type of items are in this sale?
Well, it's memorabilia for the Green Bay Packers. There's anything from toys. We've got a couple of Lombardi bobbleheads. One's about a 6-inch one, and one's like a 30-inch one. So it's rather unique. We have a rocking horse decked out in Green Bay colors. We also have some Brett Favre signed items. We also have an old contract, I believe it was from 1931, that's in the collection. There's toys. There's autographs. We have a Reggie White signed jersey. I think that's a pretty nice item.
Several things people might want to get their hands on.
Yeah, and I can add in a few more. Other auction items include Super Bowl footballs. There's a Super Bowl football from number 31 and number 32. There's also a picture of Greg Jennings following his first NFL touchdown. We also mentioned that there are other pretty famous pictures that are autographed. There's one that includes Brett Favre on the cover of Sports Illustrated. Many of these items are authenticated. Other items that are not from the Green Bay Packers but fall into that sports memorabilia category include pictures signed by Badger great Ron Dane and by boxer Muhammad Ali. And there are also many other miniature stadiums, desk clocks, books, magazines, hats, statues, autographed trading cards, and die-cast Green Bay Packers trucks, cars, and toys. So a lot of items for people to choose from.
Now, somebody wants to take part in the auction. This is not an online auction. This is in person, correct?
Yes. The items must be removed after the sale on the 1st. Like I said, we're holding an open house the day before from 1 to 5, but then we're having an open house 8:30 to 10 of the sale. So people can come on Halloween and look at everything, see if they might want to partake in the sale. What happens after the conclusion of the sale, they'll give us time to put things together, and we'll allow people to go get their cash or their cashier's check or certified funds.
The preview will be held from 1 to 5 p.m. on Halloween, October 31st, at the Holiday Inn, and that's on Tower Place in Pewaukee. The address is listed on the IRS website. And the auction itself will take place at 10 a.m. the following day, November 1st, at the same location, the Holiday Inn in Pewaukee. And the items will be available on November 1st for viewing beginning at 8:30 a.m., and then the auction takes place at 10 a.m.
Is there anything we've missed today, gentlemen?
We want to... go ahead, Dan.
I'll just tell everybody, go Packers, and we'd be glad to welcome them out there, and they can check out our auction. It's free. There's no fee to get in there. There's no buyer premium. What you bid is what you will pay at the auction.
I will remind people that if they are going to join us, which we certainly hope they do, that the payments must be made in cash or by certified cashier's or treasurer's check, as well as any U.S. Postal Bank or Telegraph money order. We do not accept personal checks or credit cards at these auctions. So if you're planning on joining us, that's important to keep in mind.
It's Christopher Miller and Dan Holmes from the IRS. Thank you.
Thank you very much.